We've got Mark Files, who is one of our stringers in the field with the Lee Summit West football team. Mark, you guys had a very exciting game tonight. Lee Summit West is on a roll this year already. They defeated St. Joe Central tonight 43-0. What a great game. Tell me some of the highlights of tonight's game.
Well, tonight's ball game started off with the performance at quarterback. Thomas Gannett was 13 of 18 for 133 yards and two touchdown passes. His primary receiver, Monte Harrison, caught three passes, one for a touchdown. Monte Harrison also threw one to Dale Brown for a touchdown pass himself, so that gave the team three passes through the air tonight. The offense was firing on all cylinders. The defense came to play tonight, controlled St. Joe Central, and kept them between the 20s, and was another big win for the Titans.
Sounds great. It sounds like they did a great job all the way around tonight. As you're out there on the field, where do you see room for these boys to improve?
Well, they've got Blue Springs High School next Friday night at home. There's plenty for them to focus on. They're, 15 to 18-year-old kids, and the main thing is just to keep them mentally prepared day in and day out and just focus on the small things to get better each week. The coaching staff will still find things for them to work on and keep them focused, because right now this is the first week that they've really had some decent weather to practice. The heat has taken its toll. They'll get an opportunity to get healthy here over the weekend, and they'll be ready for a big ball game against state defending 6A state champions, Blue Springs Wildcats.
And they, Lee Summit West is ranked number 2, correct, in state
number
class
2, 5A. Class 5, that's right.
Great. Now, going into next week's game, what are some of the things that Blue Springs is going to have to watch out for this team? What are some things that they do really well?
Well, Lee Summit West is multidimensional. They love to throw the football. They love to run the football. Their star on the field is Monte Harrison. He is a, I use a baseball term because he's a baseball player too. He is a five-tool player. He is big in the passing game. He can run the ball out of the Wildcat. He returns punts, returns kickoffs. Lee Summit West has four other D1 committed players already on their roster. They've got a young man with the last name of Cheadle at corner that's going to Mizzou and is already committed, and he does a great job leading the defense. And, again, the Titans they're loaded, and they are really looking forward to the opportunity of playing Blue Springs again. Last year, Lee Summit West gave the Blue Springs Wildcats their only loss on the way to their state title. So there may be a little payback on the minds of the Wildcats when they come to Lee Summit West next Friday night.
Well, it sounds like they're going to have a fight on their hands. Sounds like it's going to be a good time. Mark, is there anything else that you'd like to shout out to the boys or any of the other listeners before we let you go?
Hey, just they can keep tabs on the Titans at lswradio.com, and we look forward to seeing some of the Bane Clam up at the Lee Summit West Stadium for one of the games, and we'll make sure they get taken care of on the tailgate side.
All right. Thanks for your time, Mark. Thanks for joining us on Fifth Quarter Show.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.